The future may not be clear, but our commitment is. So when you sit with an advisor at Merrill Lynch, we'll put your interests first. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC.
What United said about the passenger incident in its earnings call.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. United Continental Holding posted a strong first quarter profit Monday, and the company held its conference call today. As you might expect, many of the questions were not about United's better-than-expected earnings, but what the carrier was doing to fix its customer service in the wake of a passenger being dragged off a United flight a week ago Sunday. Joining us is Wall Street Journal ahead of the tape columnist Steve Russolillo. Steve, today's earnings call by United, definitely not your typical earnings call.
that's quite the understatement for what's happened over the past week or so. There was obviously a lot of attention surrounding United after they last week, that incident that really took the internet by the storm of forcibly carrying a passenger off the plane. Now, when it comes to the earnings and the stock and the actual performance of the company, what people were most focused on and most interested in was the earnings conference call, not necessarily the numbers, what they reported about what happened over the past 3 months, but what they say they are going to do in the future. And unfortunately, if you just look at the stock price's reaction here on Tuesday, down about 4% or so, it seems like the company didn't give investors exactly what they were looking for.
But don't you think that also could be because of a general sell-off in the market today and not just because of United's travails?
Sure. I think that's part of it. You're seeing a big down day in the market. But if you just look at some of the comments that the company had on this call, they didn't say one way or the other whether bookings would be affected by this.
Yeah.
Didn't say yes, didn't say no. So I just think that general uncertainty is hanging on the stock. Now, to United's credit here, obviously it's only been 1 week. It's been Easter week. It's sort of a difficult week to gauge what possibly might happen or how this could impact the future. But what they did say on the call is that there has been concern from some of their lucrative corporate clients, which they said was totally appropriate, and they're trying to do the right things. And, of course, United was very apologetic about what happened. My sense listening to the call was that they said a lot of the right things that they needed to say, which is important, especially for a company that really bungled all these apologies last week. But I think that investors were hopefully looking for a little bit more certainty, a little bit more about what's going to come next, and that might have been lacking here.
Well, I think it's interesting that Scott Kirby, the president of United Continental Holding, he was the one that said that there was concern expressed by corporate clients. I guess corporate accounts for about, half of United's business, so that's obviously a concern, but United also has to express assurances to the general public and not just corporate clients.
Yeah, and so the thing here with United is that, and this is something that I wrote about over the weekend, was that you're seeing a lot of, outcry on social media about, boycott United and everything, but a lot of the hubs that United fly, you don't really have the option of flying other flights. You're just going to fly United because that's really the only thing that you can fly when you're going to get in a plane.
Right.
So that's the one thing here. The second thing is that these corporate clients matter, and a lot of their frequent flyer accounts matter certainly. But people aren't just going to throw away their frequent flyer accounts just because they've accumulated 100,000 miles. They're not just going to throw that away because of a bad instance here. So I think this is a situation here where, obviously this is a really terrible thing that happened, and obviously the company's reaction to it could have been much, much better than it actually was. But at the end of the day, I believe that this is going to blow over. I think that United will get past this. They are already implementing changes to their policies. You'll probably see even more of those in the future. But as time passes, time heals all wounds, right? I mean, I think that this is something that you're going to see here with United in the future. And any sort of reaction to earnings or to the stock price should be temporary.
I'm speaking with Steve Russolillo, the head of the tape columnist for The Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
Looking for an easy way to advance your career or improve your business? Download an audiobook. At Penguin Random House Audio, we publish best-selling business books, often read by the author. Receive expert advice as you go about your daily routine. Listen to an audiobook as you commute, travel for business, or work out. Visit tryaudiobooks.com/WSJ for a free full download and listening suggestions.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Steve, you did mention that United is promising changes in its boarding policies. And to that effect, they did trot out Chief Executive Officer Oscar Munoz, who pretty much bungled United's initial reaction. And he reiterated certain changes in enforcement that United is taking.
Yeah, they said that they're no longer going to use law enforcement to forcibly remove passengers from the plane unless they are acting in a reckless manner in which it's warranted. The other change was crew members that are going to fly on these flights need to arrive 60 minutes before departure time to hopefully, prevent this sort of thing from happening again. And the irony with Mr. Munoz is that he was named Communicator of the Year by PR Week. A few months ago, or last month, I believe. So, it's certainly ironic, the timing of all this that's come out. But I will say, to their credit, while they really messed up the communication aspect of this in the beginning, I do think that they have gone above and beyond since then and have tried to clean up what has been a huge, huge mess. So, this is something that certainly is going to overhang the company and the stock for the short term. But again, I think a lot of this, while this is a terrible situation, I don't want to downplay that. I believe that for the company longer term, this is just going to be noise and you're going to see these changes implemented and things will turn out to be okay for United.
And also keeping in mind the fact that, as you said, passengers have little choice.
And reputation is something that, United has never been known for a good reputation.
Right.
I mean, you talk to anyone and they'll complain about the customer service that they get with United, as with other flights as well. But, if you just look at the stock price performance, it's the stock has tripled over the past 5 years. It's been one of the top airline performers. So reputation gets so much attention in the media, and rightfully so, especially for a crazy incident like this. But at the end of the day, though, I don't see this having such a huge impact.
Yeah, making the friendly skies live up to its name.
Exactly.
Wall Street Journal ahead of the tape columnist Steve Russolillo, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Have a device with Amazon Alexa? Ask her to enable the Wall Street Journal skill and get on-demand access to all of our podcasts, as well as the latest news and market updates. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.